On our morning show today from WRCO, we are talking about Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce here in the first part of the show. And joining us is Secretary of that organization, Katie Bedward. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing real well. Wasn't it a beautiful weekend?
Yes. Yes. The weather was great and it was nice and sunny during the day, but cooled down at night. And we were really lucky to have such a great weekend just towards the end of summer.
Right. I was so amazed. First of all, let's talk a little bit about, because I saw you at the Betty Hayes Baxter stage dedication yesterday. Yeah. But wasn't that an amazing event?
It really was. And I, we all know who Betty Baxter is, but you don't realize the impact that she really made. I loved the program. I loved bringing up all of her dancers that started their own different studios. I loved the comment about like, the raindrop that just splashes all this magic all over. And it was just so wonderful to see so many people there and the huge impact that she's made on Richland Center and like really all over with all the dancers. So it definitely exceeded my expectations. I had no idea it was going to be that great of a program.
Indeed. It was really nice. And well attended by the community. And mm-hmm. I was amazed how many people came back from a long ways away. And you mentioned the dance instructors, two or three of them flew in from a great distance.
Yeah. I figured when they said somewhere from Ohio or Utah or different places, and just like the different people in the crowd, you know, dressing up for it and the glittery stuff and the line, you know, afterwards to get a picture with her and all of the pictures of all the years. When they said it, you know, 1947, I think she started, and I was trying to count all the years and decades. It's just such an impact to have right here in our community. So it was great. And the auditorium was beautiful. I mean, it really was set up nice and decorated nice. So it really was such a great event. So it was nice doing the ribbon cutting and dedicating to that to her. And it was so great how humble she was about not wanting to have the entire auditorium, just the stage.
Just the stage.
Yeah. I thought that was so great.
But there was a time, and I didn't realize it until they were talking about it on the stage, and I did recall the fact that she had the only event in that auditorium for several years. That was the only event for the whole year mm-hmm. in the auditorium back when it was kind of in disrepair and things like that.
I just... And then having her final one there is going to just be so great. I just loved the stories. I didn't realize all the levels and floors and the dressing rooms and the behind the scenes stuff and the falling off the left stage. Like all that was just, I just think sharing those stories and experiences were so great. Even myself not being a dancer for her, but just seeing all the people there. It was such a great day. It really was.
Hats off to the auditorium crew. I mean, they have done wonders. And I got a tour of the upstairs, the balcony, mm-hmm. afterwards from Dave Roberts and Ken Ansett. But they really have plans up there, and it's really taking shape nicely.
It is. The kind of the lobby area out front is really nice. I love the wall of guitars. Did you see those? That's so cool to see all the different guitars and signatures from people who have performed there. Just some of the different things they're adding, I think, is just a huge addition to just wanting to go and look at stuff, which is really neat. So
having that kind of as a crown jewel of the downtown, I mean, that does not hurt the chamber at all, does it?
No, it's wonderful. You know, they're a chamber member as well, so it's great. We kind of work together, try to promote a lot of their stuff if we can. And having something like that right in downtown just brings different kinds of people to the area. And we've always talked about, how do we get more people to come to Richland Center? And we think we have this beautiful auditorium. Let's use it, you know, get more people here. And they've really, the board or the crew that's on the performing arts, they've really added so many more events and shows to bring more people. And it's just something, you just got to do it more and more and more people will come. But the new seating is great. The sound in there is wonderful. So it definitely adds a lot to downtown Richland Center and the chamber in general to have something like that. It's pretty unique for the area.
It is. Mm-hmm. Coming up, Jayco's in concert there in early September, and then the House of Cash as well. So stay tuned for more about those events.
Right. Yes.
Speaking of bringing people, Katie, to downtown mm-hmm. Richland Center, the murder mystery, my goodness, was that well attended, wasn't it?
Yes, it was very busy downtown, and it's the second year of them doing this. The Crime Stoppers organizes it, which is great. And as the chamber, we just sponsor it and help promote it again, provide some meals to the actors and actresses. And again, a different group of people, a lot of out-of-towners, but we had a beautiful weekend weather-wise. So it was a really, really well attended. It was a fun event, something different. We get such great feedback from this event. And we don't have the final numbers on how many we know or an estimate, but I'm so thankful that the Crime Stoppers started this and brought it here because it's something new. And again, what can we do to bring to Richland Center? And it's such a success. People are so excited about it. They look forward to it. It's such a fun thing. So it really was a really great event for the area.
It was nice to see all ages, you know, and some families, mm-hmm. you know, coming together and then meeting. I saw outside of Christie's, there were a whole bunch of people out there, you know, yeah. milling around on the table and trying to figure out who'd done
yeah.
it.
So. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's a great thing about the event is all ages, you know, young or old, families, individually, however you want to do it. But I just think having such a nice downtown and an area for everybody to be able to walk and get to everything. And it brought in so many different people into the businesses, not just outside, but in and around. And everyone got to play different fun parts. So I think for that part of things too, like if you want to do a little bit of that fun acting or get involved, it's just a small little piece of it, but people really like doing that, so that's super fun.
You bet. Hats off to the actors. Yeah. they wouldn't break character either. I tried to make small talk with them, like, well, you yeah. know, whatever, but yeah, they were selling it, that's for
right
sure.
They did a great job.
And
yes.
Marvellous, I believe, was the guilty party, is
yes,
what I, is
that's
what I heard.
They said. Yep, and they said a lot of good, there was a good number of people that picked that or figured it out. So, yeah, so that was good. It was a good turnout.
And I hope definitely. That means that there will be a third annual as well.
Yeah, so. I they sound like it. I mean, it sounds like they love planning it, and it's a great event, and they have a big following. The murder mystery type of event has a pretty big following, so... they started their own page, and there's quite a few people on it now. So I think as well as it's attended, I can't imagine they wouldn't. But, yeah, we're hoping that.
Let's talk about some yes. chamber events coming up, Katie.
Yeah.
We're not that far away from Pumpkin Fest.
Right. Yes. So Pumpkin Fest, even though it's still August, you know, I feel like September just brings on fall and school and everything.
Yes.
So Pumpkin Fest this year is a little bit early with Halloween being on this Saturday. So it's October 21st through the 24th are the dates. So the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of Pumpkin Fest, where the pumpkins are going to be available on the courtside lawn to like walk around and look at. Now this year the theme is pumpkins in the jungle. So every year, you know, a local child or student picks the theme and it's voted on. So pumpkins in the jungle is the theme, but there's all kinds of categories you can do. Something kind of nice and exciting this year is the pumpkin pickup has always been at the fire station the Saturday before. This year it's going to be at the fire station, but it'll also be at the North Park soccer field because a lot of local families are in soccer on Saturdays. So we want to make sure we don't miss out on kids and families who want to do the pumpkin fest. So we'll continue it at the fire station, but again at the soccer park as well. So the Saturday before, you can pick up your pumpkin. It's all donated and then decorate it however you'd like. And then drop off will be that Wednesday. So it's been a great, great addition. Again, I think this is the third year that it's been going on now. And there's a committee that helps with it. And again, the chamber is involved as a sponsor and just kind of sponsors some of the events and supports it and promotes it as well. But it's really a fun fall thing to get everyone involved. Again, all ages. So children, adults, families, businesses, organizations, you can enter as one or a group for this contest. And then Saturday, the 24th, is kind of the big Pumpkin Fest day. So there's a lot of events that day. The 4-H and Key Club have kids games and activities. Simons are doing a fun run that day again, so that'll be part of Pumpkin Fest. There's all kinds of activities on the courthouse like right around that day from noon till 4. So it's a really fun event in the area.
Are the pumpkins free for those families?
Yes.
To take?
Yep. So it's all donated and they're free. So if you come and grab a pumpkin, again, at either location, they are free for families and children and groups to do their pumpkin fest decorating. And it can be carving, painting, multiples of that. And it's pretty incredible to walk along the courthouse, like the courthouse lawn, and see the creativity people have. I mean, I always am like so shocked at how well people can paint or carve pumpkins to look like, you know, something cool. So, and there's scary and there's scarecrow and there's all different, you know, princess and along with this theme for the year. So it's a really, really great event that was just brought to Richland Center by a local person that grew up in a town that had it for years and years and years. So Suzanne from WP Dental brought that here, and it's been a really fun addition, something new and easy and free and fun to do in the area. So
you're right. I think about, you see these pumpkins and you're just amazed how many different ways can you decorate a pumpkin, you know, yeah. And people just keep coming up with new ways all the time.
Yeah. I think of the creativity of it, and I'm sure it helps now with like social media and Pinterest and looking for ideas, but I mean, you still have to have the creativity to make it. And it's really fun to see what people can come up with and how they can make it look like certain shapes or ideas. So it's really a fun event. So I encourage a lot of people to come out. If you've never been there before, just take a stroll one of those nights and walk along the fence and just look at the pumpkins. There's a lot of rewards and winners and things like that that are voted on specific judges. We try to get the local art teachers to come in and help judge just because, you know, they're creative themselves. And it's just a nice thing to add to the downtown for the area.
Will you be doing a wine walk this fall?
We are not. We had planned on it. We did a spring one, and we've done a fall wine walk for years. So we had planned on it. However, it's just a really busy time of year. A lot of the businesses that, you know, are a stop or participate are out of town. You know, Friday night football games always interfere. A lot of the business owners now have kids who play football. So we want to make sure that there's always enough businesses to make it worth the time for people to come and spend the money to buy a ticket. So if we can't get, you know, the right number of businesses to be a stop, then it doesn't make sense at the time. So we're going to, you know, recircle it back and see about next year, but we just decided to cancel it so we didn't have to, you know, waste the time of our like people coming in, you know, but we're going to look at maybe doing a different type of a walk. The wine walk we've done for years and years and years, and it's been a great event, but we want to make sure that we're doing things that are going to bring enough people and make it worth it. So, we've thought about maybe a winter walk, like something in the off season, like maybe January, like soups or chilies at the businesses, some hot chocolates or hot coffee drinks, and more of a off season winter walk or winter stroll. We don't know. We're kind of still brainstorming that, but we're always thinking of different things to add. You know, if the wine walk is something that we've done enough, should we look at doing something else? There's lots of things going on in all other communities. So we're just trying to find like what's a good fit for Richland Center. So the off-season winter thing might be something to do in January when there's not as much going on. And then we'll likely have a lot more people involved and be able to participate.
Yeah, the title, Greater Richland Area, it's not just downtown Richland Center. So right. Trying to find an event that maybe all the businesses can get in part of.
Yes.
That's another challenge sometimes too, isn't it?
Right. And, you know, when it's the wine walk, you know, obviously people aren't driving usually. So some of the businesses on the outside are harder to participate because there's only so many hours to walk between all the stops. So we can't reach out. But you know, maybe this winter one is something too where it's going to be colder. So people might not be walking. So they'll be, you know, driving where we can get some other businesses involved that are, you know, on the edges of town or, you know, out down 14 further or something, just to get some more businesses involved. And I think it'll be a nice fit for that area. But yeah, it is tougher when it's just the downtown with walking to get everybody to places without crossing major highways and things like that.
Maybe if we do eventually get snow one of these winters, you could do something with snowmobiles then.
Yes.
Or something, you know?
Right.
Always
right.
Thinking outside the box Slays. Here a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, that would be nice. That would be nice.
I know the Chamber, Katie, is always up for suggestions if somebody has an idea too.
Yeah, and that's exactly with this, you know, should we do the wine walk or not? We just decided as a committee, like, let's just not do it if it's not going to make sense. But what else can we do? And, you know, our chamber board is an 8-person board right now. So we are just brainstorming with each other and a few other community members. But we would love to have ideas, suggestions, because we need more people's input. What do people want to see? What is something that you saw someone else do that maybe would be a good fit for Richland Center? And I can't stress that enough, that the feedback and ideas are so important, because we're just a few people with ideas. And the more we can get suggestions from people for the area, I mean, look at the Pumpkin Fest and look at this murder mystery, like two great things that people brought to Richland Center. So definitely, you know, you can reach out on our Facebook, our website. If you know any of us locally, you can message us on there. But reach out as best you can, because we do want to hear those things for sure.
You always got to be kind of changing with the times, I think. And, you know, again, thinking outside the box and things like that. I know you've had the Richland Center, the taste of Richland Center. You've done that a few times in the summer, and maybe you've gone away from that, but that might be something you'd bring back in the future too.
So. Yeah. And that's exactly it. Like, does stuff, you know, kind of go through the circulation of using it too much. So we wondered about the Wine Walker, and the Taste of the Hills was a great event, but similar, you know, it was the similar, like kind of similar music and food trucks and same stuff. And so, like, let's, you know, find something different and add something new, and maybe we'll bring it back and add some new events. There's always new food trucks popping up, or new music artists or things like that. And it is true, because everything is changing. So what was really popular a while ago, you know, might not be as much. And I think also, not everybody is into those things anymore. There's new things that people are doing. Families want to do stuff different. People aren't, you know, always wanting to do the wine walk thing, for example. But so it's just finding different things to bring to get people involved and find some things to get people to come to Richland Center.
You hit on something too, the food trucks. A number of them have started up in the area over the last few years, and and they are wonderful as well.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm just thankful that those are around just to try new stuff. And so I think as we look at what to do further, you know, some food truck events, downtown music and food trucks, I feel like is just a thing that people like, is go somewhere, listen to music, eat some food, sit and visit, you know, on an outdoor space if we can find it. So just finding more things like that to do and bring, I think, is what people are looking for.
The other thing that you always have to, well, you never know for sure, but is weather. And if you're doing an outdoor event, the weather plays such a role in your attendance.
Yes, it definitely does. I think the last time we did the Taste of the Hills, it was extremely hot that day. One of the hottest days of the summer, which makes it very difficult. And I always feel so bad for any event when they're doing, you know, like the Mushroom Fest or a big outdoor weekend, and then it rains or it's really hot, because you put in all this time and work, and then the attendance is low, but then your vendors don't get the business, you know, and so you plan it all. And so there is always that weather thing. And, you know, when you get a day with beautiful weather, it's just like, it's so perfect and it works out so great. But those are always the things too that you have to always remember, is that can happen, which can really affect the turnout. So you kind of got to make the best of that. But yeah, so the off season, winter time, when we don't have outdoor space, you know, what are some things we can still do inside or through the businesses and things like that? So so yeah, we're always thinking and brainstorming, but any suggestions are always appreciated.
You have a new business in downtown Richland Center that people are really excited about.
Yes. Yeah. The Wild Honey Juicery opened the 20th, so a day last week. And I think everyone's been excited watching just like the creation of the building and the business, and wondering when it was going to open. I stopped in during their soft open a few weeks ago. Gosh, it's a beautiful building. The inside is really nice. They've done a wonderful job with it. And I've heard nothing but great feedback and positive, lots of pictures and posts. And so we're very excited and very thankful to have them open and available. Hoping to do a ribbon cutting with them coming up, just to kind of display their business and do like an open house with them. But yeah, it's a beautiful, the painting on the one side and the way they dressed it up really, really shines in the downtown. So it's a really great business to have.
Yeah, the restoration of a historic building, and you know, bringing new business. And we had a chance to eat there over the weekend. It was wonderful. And I know that they have a concert planned for September as well.
Yeah, that's what she was saying. They're in the back, they're going to go like a dinner. And there's some, I don't remember exactly, but some special connection to the concert and the place, and something that it, I just think those types of things are really nice. To have a neat outdoor dinner concert venue space like they're going to have is just unique things to bring to Richland Center that people are looking for. So I think more of those types of things outside of just opening the restaurant is going to be great. A lot of people like that kind of stuff. So like the fun little intimate outdoor dinner stuff will be fun.
Indeed. So you have to get the big scissors out again and get a new ribbon, because I know you used it yesterday at the stage.
Well, and there was two scissors. There was like the big red one and then like our heavy gold one. So they had a couple different ones, and they, you know, the heavy one is a little bit tougher to do. So they had this big red. It's beautiful. I don't know whose that was.
I saw that.
Yeah. That was a really neat to have there. So yeah, it was a fun one. So the more ribbon cuttings we can do, the more new businesses or open houses is great. So we're always happy to be part of those.
Indeed. Anything else you want to add, Katie, that we didn't ask you today?
Just a few things. We have a couple things coming up during the holiday season. So we want to try to do more of like a few years ago, I think it might have been during COVID, we did like a scavenger hunt Christmas light. So the local businesses and actually like families and houses decorated with a theme. And we put together a scavenger hunt where each place had an item in their decoration you had to find. And so we're thinking of bringing that back again. It was such a great way to get people out and about, to drive around and get the businesses, but also like just local residents involved. And so we're going to be doing that in the holiday again this year, and some decorating, downtown decorating, and the holiday movie, which is great. And the other thing I just wanted to mention is we're going to have a new workshop, like a learning workshop we're going to bring the next couple of months, one day each month. We're just finalizing the dates, but just to talk about branding and social media. So we have a specialist coming in to do like a 5 o'clock meal plus workshop to talk a little bit more about how can we be better at branding our business or getting our name out on social media. So that'll be something that will be for chamber members and the public both. So just things like that. We're going to bring in some lunch and learns and workshops and ways we can all do better as a community and help our businesses in areas that they need. We've been hearing a lot of feedback on wanting to learn more about marketing, branding, social media, that type of stuff. So yeah, that's another thing we'll have coming. So just look at our Facebook page. That's where a lot of our information and events are. Or you can check out our website. But either one will have a lot of the things that we have going on.
Trying to stay ahead of the newest technology, that's sometimes a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we all went to school for what we went to school for, but none of us are very good at the marketing, branding part of it, but that needs to be part of what we all do now. So anything we can get to help, I think, is great. So that's something that, like I said, we got a lot of feedback on, which we encourage. And so we're bringing that in to help give people what they're asking for. And hopefully we can all learn something, myself included. So, yeah.
I know you've had some business after five. So yes. You going to have any of those coming up here in the fall?
Yeah, we're hoping to do one more before the end of the year. We're just still finalizing the dates and location, but we'd like to do one more before, you know, like the colder season starts. So we can do a fall one, which would be great. And then, again, the winter season, we might do some that are more indoor, but there's some great outdoor locations that we wanted to try to get some of those in. So yes, we'll be having one of those yet before the fall is over. And then the winter time will continue as we find more. But yeah, those are great ways to get people together.
They really are. Yeah, yeah. You're on the board. Mm-hmm. The board, is that going to change in terms of positions here?
Yeah, we're just kind of repositioning some of the positions. So Christy has been the president. She's stepping down as president, and Craig Woodhouse is replacing her as president. And I'll be stepping down as secretary, and Terry Richards will be coming in as secretary. So we're all staying on the board. So I'm not leaving. Christy's not leaving. We're just, you know, switching positions so that we don't do it for too long, and we have other people in different roles. So, and we do have a couple spots on the board we're looking to replace and add. So also any local businesses or local community members that are interested, you know, let us know, because we're always trying to, you know, find more people that can give us more insight. It's good to get different views and ideas from all different areas. So, so it'll be good to have some different spots on the board, but continuing with the same board that we have, just in different roles, which will be nice.
Always good to see you, Katie.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Keep us posted on any ribbon cuttings or anything. We'd love to be a part of it.
I will. Thanks, Phil.
Katie Bedward joining us, Secretary of Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, on this portion of the morning show.